请我们大家一起默祷。
Let's bow and pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名开始我们下午第二堂的聚会，我们一起唱诗103首。
The Lord Jesus Christ commands the second section. Please sing him 103.
请我们继续站立低头默祷。
Please be standing, bow our heads, and pray in silence.
奉耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray.
慈爱的天父真神，我们再一次的感谢您，赞美您。
Our loving Father, we thank thee and praise thee.
你让我们能够来一起在这里来就近您。
We can all assemble here to draw near thee.
你借着雅各长老告诉我们，亲近神的神就必亲近我们。
And through Elder James, we learn that those who draw near you, and you will draw near us.
所以我们恳求天父真神，你继续不断的来带领、来帮助我们，能够亲近您。
May the Lord continuously guiding us, we can all draw near thee.
很多的时候，我们被这个世界的潮流把我们带走了远离了您。
A lot of times we were washed away by the current of this world, and we are so far away from thee.
甚至我们常常都没有察觉到，我们已经渐渐离开了您。
Many times we didn't even realize we were so far away from thee.
所以在生活当中，我们常常失掉了那一种热切愿意的心。
A lot of times in our daily life we've lost the heart of zeal.
我们并没有邀请您来到我们的生活里头。
We didn't even ask thee to abide with us.
我们并没有愿意让您来掌控我们的人生。
We are not willingly to ask thee guiding our life.
但是我们感谢您，你总是用各种的方法来提醒我们。
Lord, we thank thee.For thou always remind us.
感谢您，当我们察觉了我们的过患、我们的错误，我们赶紧的回到你的道路。
Lord, we thank thee, making us to realize our sins, so we can repent, and return to thee.
你总是让我们在各方面都有更大的长进。
Thou make us to make progress, in our various ways.
让我们能够更加的珍惜亲近您。
And we can make a treasure of what we have, and we may also draw near to thee.
主耶稣，我们感谢您今天你又带领我们来亲近您。
Lord, we thank thee for guiding us to draw near thee today.
我们也恳求您继续祝福我们这一堂的正道聚会。
Once again, we ask thee, Lord, to bless this section.
在您的恩惠之下，我们彼此都得到造就。
So we all can be edified in thy grace.
愿主耶稣你垂听我们的祷告祈求。
May the Lord listen to our prayer and grant our request.
愿一切的感谢、荣耀、颂赞都归给您。
And may all the praises and this thanksgiving be given to thee.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
信仰的道路是一条充满着恩典、平安、喜乐的道路。
The way of I believe is full of peace and joy.
信仰的道路也是要有很多的努力。
The way of life does need a lot of hard working.
但是在这很多的努力当中并不是带给我们压力，而是非常的轻松的。
And all this hard workings doesn't mean that they will bring us a lot of pressure.
因为信仰的道路是充满着平安跟喜乐。
The way of belief, the way of salvation is full of peace and joy.
很多的事情它不是只有单一的原因来造成的。
Many things are not caused by single reasons.
我们看到小鸟在天空飞，它是两个翅膀，它不是只有单靠一个翅膀。
We may notice birds, a bird flies with two wings.
我们信仰的道路要走得好，也不是只有靠神的怜悯。
If we want, if we are walking on the path to God, that's just rely on the mercy of Him.
我们也要加上人的本分，人的努力。
And we also have to fulfill our obligations, and duties, and work hard.
我们都希望我们的信仰是充满着力量，是挥起来的。
In our, we all hope our faith can be full of strength, and we are all be able to fly high.
所以我们要常常记得，这个小鸟它能够挥，是两个靠两个翅膀，不是只有靠一个翅膀。
We should always remember that if a little bird flies with two wings, not just single wing.
我们人做不到的，神他一定会来帮助我们。
If we cannot achieve with our own strength, the Lord will definitely help us.
而人应该去做的，神也不会替我们做。
If it is a man's obligation or his duty, God will not help us.
今天早上我们有谈到在圣灵和真理里头拜神。
This morning we mentioned about worshiping God in truth and spirit.
那这个非常的重要。
And this is a very essential concept.
因为这才是一个真正拜神的人。
And this is indeed a true worshiper.
这是天父正在寻找的人。
It's also what Father is seeking for.
而这不是靠着我们自己能够做到的。
And this cannot be accomplished by our own strength.
是靠着主耶稣他来到这个世界而为我们来成全的。
And this has been fulfilled by Jesus' wills on earth.
所以我们总是充满着感谢，我们在真耶稣教会里头。
We should always be grateful that we could be the members of the True Jesus Church.
因为在这里实在是有真理，有圣灵。
In here, we can find truth and Holy Spirit.
那所以在神的拣选跟怜悯之下，我们成为一个真正拜神的人。
It is because of God's, it is because we are chosen by the Lord and also His mercy, we can become the true worshippers.
我们能够在一个有真理、有圣灵的地方来拜神。
And we can worship God in the place of truth and spirit.
但是我们还是不能够只是说我来到了真耶稣教会。
We cannot just simply say that I am in the True Jesus Church now.
从圣经的查考里头，我们知道，我们有我们应该去努力的来成为一个真正拜神的人。
As we study from the Bible, as a Christian, we have our obligations. We have our own duties.
我们请参考启示录十一章。
Let's refer to Revelation. Chapter 11.
启示录十一章第一节。
Revelation chapter 11, verse 1.
第一节，有一根苇子是给我当作量度的杖，且有话说起来，将神的殿和祭坛，并殿中礼拜的人都量一量。
Then I was given a reed, like a measuring rod, and the angel stood saying, "Rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there."
在异象当中，这个约翰他神要他做一个动作。
In this vision, God asked John to take an action.
就是给他一根苇子，要他来量一量。
John was given a reed, like a measuring rod, to measure.
来量这个神的殿，还有祭坛。
The temple of God, the altar.
还有在殿中礼拜的人。
And those who worship there.
第二节。
Verse 2.
只是殿外的院子要留下，不用量，因为这是给了外邦人的，他们要践踏圣城四十二个月。
But leave out the court which is outside the temple and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles, and they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months.
我们看到这里是有一个分别的。
We know that is a that's the difference. So you know, we notice that this has been distinguished.
啊，这个在殿外的那个就不用量了。
Those who are outside of the temples will not be measured.
哦，那个是会被践踏的。
They will threat. They'll be threatened.
啊，光是看字面，我们希望我们是在哪里
？So, literally speaking, where do we expect to belong?
啊，我想我们都希望我们是在第一节里头。
And we all hope that we could be in the temple.
哦，那个在神的殿，其实这个是指着圣所，甚至可以说是至圣所。
In the temple, God may also refer to the holiest.
啊，这个祭坛啊，其实就是那个烧香的坛。
The altar is used for to burn incense.
哦，我们是要在至圣所里头来侍奉神。
We all want to be in the holiest, serving God.
在启示录里头，我们知道那个香坛指的是圣徒的祷告。
The altar we know in the Bible.Symbolizes the prayer of the believers.
我们要过着祷告的生活。
We should live in a life of prayer.
好，我们是要进入至圣所里头。
We all want to enter the holiest.
我们不希望我们是在第二属于第二节的那一些人。
And we don't want to be like those in verse 2, Gentiles or outsiders.
在这个至圣所之外的那个是被践踏的。
And those who are outside of the holiest will be threatened.
这个至圣所也好像是一个啊一个中心点，一个核心。
The holiest is the center or it is the core.
我已经说过，信仰这一条道路是需要很多的努力。
The way of salvation, the way of faith.Does request a lot of hard working.
我们要努力的来进入至圣所，进入核心。
We have to strive very hard in order to enter the holiest.
我们不要以为说当传道就是在核心。
We shouldn't have the thought that a pastor is always in the core, in the center.
或者说教会的职务会的成员，他们就是在核心。
Or the council members belong to the center.
啊，不是的。
This is not true.
传道如果在信仰的道路上没有努力，传道也是在外面。
If a full-time minister doesn't work hard to uplift his speciality, he will still be categorized as outsiders.
职务会的成员如果在信仰的道路上没有努力的话，他也是在外面的。
By the same token, the council members, if do not try to uplift the spirituality or to advance the spirituality, they will also be considered as outsiders.
不要把这个被践踏想成是好啊，我们所想象的是被逼迫。
Do not think the meaning being treated as being persecuted.
今天我们的信仰环境是没有使徒时代保罗啦、彼得啦他们所遭遇的那一种逼迫。
The environment that we live today is free from persecution like the apostolic time.
啊，但是我们实在是可以感觉得到，很多的弟兄姐妹实在是被践踏的。
Yet we can still sense that a lot of brothers and sisters are threatened.
在这个信仰的这一个层面里头是很软弱，很没有力量的。
In the phenomenon of faith, they are very weak.
啊，是在生活当中是没有那种很热切的啊，很愿意的让主来做他生命的主。
In the daily life, they are not willingly accept Jesus Christ their Lord.
啊，所以
as the masters,
其实常常就是落入了这个世界的潮流里头，随着世界的潮流在飘荡。
They tend to follow the current of this world, roaming around.
别人充满着快乐的时候，自己也充满着快乐。
When the secular peoples are happy and they share the same joy.
世界上的人充满愁烦、充满患难的时候，自己也是充满着愁烦患难。
When the secular people are sorrowful and they are also full of sorrows.
不一样的只是说，我是真耶稣教会的信徒。
The only difference is that I am a member of True Jesus Church.
在安息日的时候，我尽量的到教会来聚会。
And I try to make up my time coming to the church on Saturday.
那么怎样的侍奉神是在至圣所里头的侍奉？
And how would a person serve the Lord as stated in the Bible in the holiest?
请看启示录十五章。
Let's refer to Revelation chapter 15.
启示录十五章第二节。
Verse 2.
第二节，我看见仿佛有玻璃海，其中有火残杂，又看见那些圣的兽和兽像，并他名字数目的人，都站在玻璃海上，拿着神的琴，唱神仆人摩西的歌和羔羊的歌，说：主神全能者啊，你的作为大哉其哉，万世之王啊，你的道途易哉成哉。
And I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire. And those who have the victory over the beast, over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God. Verse 3. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints.
我们知道启示录里头充满着很多的这种形象的这种描述。
We know in the book of Revelation there are a lot of graphic or images description.
那这些描述里头，它都有很好的代表或者意义在里头。
And all these descriptions are full of significant teachings.
比如说这个玻璃海就是一个平安宁静。
A sea of a glass symbolizes a peace and quiet.
但是这里又特别提到，在这个玻璃海其中有火残杂。
And it says here that a sea of glass is mingled with fire.
这个火也常常代表着一种，代表着考验或者受苦。
Fire can also symbolize trials or suffering.
那在这里很奇特的，把这两个好像相反的事情给它拼在一起。
And here we can see, it seems that there are two entirely different things were mixed together.
那有哪些人是在这样的情况之下呢？
And who are those?In the sea of glass, mingled with fire.
说那一些得胜的人。
And those who have the victory over the beast.
那一些真正拜神的人。
And those who truly worship God.
这些真正拜神的人，他们过的是怎样的生活？
So what kind of life do they live?
他们是站在这个残杂着火的玻璃海上。
And they stand, on the sea of glass, mingled with fire.
从人的层面来看，是很要求自己的，是很受苦的是在受试炼的。
From the point of humans' view, these are the people who accept the trials, who will go through the fiery refineries.
在生活当中是很努力的。来遵守神的
And they strive very hard and had a strong will keeping and observing the words of God.
在信仰的道路上面很努力，但是呢，那个感觉是很平安的，很平静的，很轻松的。
And they've been working very hard in their faith and yet they look so peaceful.
这是一个很实在的一个很好的一个信仰的道路。
It is indeed is a good way of faith.
我们只能够用一个超越这样的字眼来做形容。
We can only say that these people really supersede.
人能够过着超越的 超越的生活。
And people can supersede all kind of difficulties and live in an excellent spiritual life.
就好像主耶稣所说的，生活在这个世界上，但是不属于这个世界。
Just like what Jesus said, we live on this earth, yet we do not belong to this earth.
这就是也是我们上一节课所强调的，以主耶稣为我们生活的中心。
This is what we mentioned in the previous section. Jesus Christ is the center of our life.
在我们的生活里头，神在其中。
In our daily life, God is the center. God is the head.
这是一个很重要的智慧。
This is a very essential wisdom.
这是一个很重要的明白醒悟。
And this is a very important reliance and understanding.
那我们如何能够有这样的智慧跟醒悟呢？
And how can we have this kind of reliance and wisdom?
请参考诗篇七十三篇。
Please refer to the scroll of Psalm 73.
诗篇七十三篇。
Psalm 73.
十六节。
Verse 16.
我思索怎能明白这事，眼看时系为难。
When I thought how to understand this, it was too painful for me.
这诗篇的作者，他是一个拜神的人。
The author of Psalm, was a God worshipper.
啊，但是啊，在他的生活里头却充满着问题跟矛盾。
Yet in his life is full of questions and contradictions.
啊，第二节他描述说他几乎要跌倒了。
And the other verse mentioned that he was about to fall.
啊，他几乎要放弃啊，这个放弃了他的神，放弃了信仰。
He was even about to abandon God and his faith.
他实在是被生活当中所看到的，他所经历的啊，来困扰着。
And he was so troubled by what he had experienced and what he had seen.
在他的生活当中充满着他所不明白的问题。
In his life, they are full of unanswered questions.
他很努力的要去明白。
He tries very hard looking for answers.
但是十六节说他怎能明白他这个实在是很困难。
When I thought how to understand this, and it was too painful for me.
他真的很用心的来思想来看。他所看见的，他所遭遇的。
He was so diligently trying to analyze what he had seen and what he had experienced.
结果他自己就一直在这问题里头绕不出来。
And he was so puzzled by all those questions.
啊，在生活当中，我们有时候会说，你就离开一下那个环境。
Sometimes we may advise other people, why don't you just stay away from this environment?
啊，是的，我们常常在离开了，我们可能就没有了。离开了问题，就好像没有了问题。
Perhaps if we temporarily try to move away from this problem, and it is gone.
其实有时候是因为离开了让我们能够比较冷静。
Actually, very often if we try to stay away from this problem, we may calm down.
离开了之后，让我们看得清楚。
Then we'll be able to see it better.
但是现实的人生里头，我们常常是离开一个问题，是进入另外一个问题。
Very often, in the real life, we move from one problem and get into another problem.
那个做法是对，先离开问题。
It is true and correct that we should temporarily stay away from problem A.
但是我们却又进入另外一个问题。
And almost immediately, we get into problem B.
所以我们还是生活在充满着问题的生活里头。
We still live in a life full of problems.
所以离开你需要有一个地方去。
Yeah, once you try to stay away, and it has to be a place for us to go.
不是从一个问题进入另外一个问题。
We shouldn't move from problem to problem.
十七节。
Verse 17.
等我进了神的圣所。思想他们的结局。
Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end.
这里说进入神的圣所。
And here mentioned about entering into the sanctuary of God.
我们要回转归向神。
And we should return And we should return to God.
我们要回到圣经里头神的教训。
And we should return to the teaching in the Bible.
这样我们才不会从一个问题进入另外一个问题。
Then we won't moving from problems to problems.
这些使徒他们都成为真正敬拜神的人。
And the disciples were true God worshippers.
他们在信仰的道路上面，他们是真的是充满着平安喜乐。
So in the path of faith, they are full of joy.
他们在信仰的道路上面，他们真的是很努力的。
So in this way, they are all striving very hard.
他们就是邀请神在他们的生活当中。
The key is, they receive Jesus, as their guide.
他们是真的进入了真理里头。
They are truly in the truth.
他们真的有智慧，真的明白。
They were full of wisdom and comprehended.
他们的生活真的就是站在那个残杂着火的玻璃海上。
They were actually standing on the sea of glass mingled with fire.
请看罗马书第八章。
Let's refer to the epistle to the Romans.
罗马书第八章十八节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 18.
保罗说：“我想现在的苦楚，若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。
For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.”
保罗这一个人是一个很诚实、很坦白的人。
Paul is a very, honest and straightforward person.
很多人认为保罗生活当中充满着苦楚，保罗他也说是的，我现在是有苦楚的。
Many people thought that Paul suffered a great deal in his life. In fact, he admitted.
为了信仰，为了主耶稣，保罗的生活里头真的是充满着。人世间的所谓的苦楚。
For Jesus Christ, for preaching the gospel, yes, it is indeed his life is full of sufferings.
常常没有一个很安定住的地方。
A lot of time he didn't have a permanent place to stay.
也常常不能够好好的来这个享用个这个吃一顿饭。
Very often he will not have a proper meals.
甚至有时候是要饿肚子的。
Very often, he has to suffer from hunger.
已经过着一个很辛劳的生活，又不能够有好好的休息。
And he lived in a very toiling life, and yet he didn't have a good time to recess.
在那一种生活里头，又常常有路上、海上的这些危险。
In such kind of life, and very often on the road or in the sea, he encountered a lot of dangers.
不但要面对着环境，还要面对着人。
Not only he has to face the environments, but also facing the people.
有人刻意的要逼迫他，有人刻意的要陷害他。
People purposely persecuting him.
所以这里保罗说，我现在是有苦楚的。
Paul said that, I am in suffering.
但是保罗他又怎么说呢
？But how did analyze on this？
保罗告诉腓立比的弟兄姐妹说：“我说你们要喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐。
”Paul told the Philippians saying that I tell you now you want to have joys. I tell you again you should have joys.
保罗是一个充满喜乐的人，所以他才能够这样来勉励人。
Paul was a joyous person, therefore he could use the same manner to encourage the others.
一个有苦楚的人，但是他却有喜乐。
A person who is in suffering and yet he has joy.
这就告诉我们，保罗有苦楚，但是他有真正的平安。
And this will tell us that although Paul has suffering, he has joy also.
他有真正的平安。
He has the true peace.
因为他有真正的平安，所以他当然也被喜乐所充满。
Since he has the real peace and the true peace in his mind, and of course he will have the peace. He will have joy.
为什么
？What is the reason of that?
这里保罗说，他知道 将来的荣耀。
As he said that he knows about the glory which shall be revealed.
他对那一个将来永远的荣耀是知道的，而且是有把握的。
He has confidence in the future glory, not only conceptually.
啊，保罗他过着一个追求道理的生活，过着祷告的生活。
And Paul lives in the life of prayer and also pursuing for truth.
他的信仰不是肤浅的，他的信仰是很深入的。
His faith is not superficial, but very deepened.
啊，今天我们要追求的是信仰的深入，而不是只是在肤浅的信仰上面在徘徊。
And our faith should be deepened, not just in a floating manner.
如果只是很肤浅的信仰，那我们就很容易的是被践踏的。
And if our faith is superficial, then we'll be threaded.
遇到了火，那就真正的是火。
And when we face the fire, and it is fire.
遇到了苦楚，那就真的是苦楚。
And we if we encounter suffering, and it is indeed a suffering.
啊，所以我们努力的来追求在至圣所里头的侍奉。
So we shall work hard to serve in the holiest.
啊，因为主耶稣基督他拣选了我们，他让我们重生了。
Since we were chosen by Jesus Christ, and we were born again.
啊，我们要在他的这个根基上面，我们来努力的建立。
And we'll work hard based on his foundation.
请看约翰一书第二章。
Let's refer to the first epistle of John.
约翰一书第二章第六节。
First John, 第二章 chapter 2, verse 6.
第六节，人若说我住在主里面，就该自己照主所行的去行。
He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked.
啊，这里说我们是住在主里面。
It says here that we abide in him.
啊，我们被主耶稣所拣选。
We were chosen by Jesus Christ.
啊，我们受洗归入主耶稣基督。
We are all baptized and become and belong to Christ.
我们是他身体的一部分。
We were part of his body.
所以我们说我们是在主耶稣基督里头。
That's why you know, we can claim that we abide in him.
我们是在圣灵和真理里头在拜神。
We worship God in truth and spirit.
这里约翰说我们就该自己照主所行的去行。
And therefore John said that we ought to walk just he walked.
像主耶稣这样子的，所像主耶稣所给我们留下的榜样，我们来效法。
And we should follow the example set by Jesus Christ.
啊，主耶稣最大的榜样啊，他就是他是牺牲在十字架上的牺牲。
And the greatest example of Jesus Christ was sacrificing himself on the cross.
我们请看彼得前书第二章。
Let's refer to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章第五节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 5.
第五节，你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督献神所悦纳的灵祭。
You also as living stones are being built upon a spiritual house, a holy priesthood.To offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
第四节彼得说主耶稣就是那个活石。
In verse 4, Jesus says that, the Bible says that Jesus is the living stone.
那第五节说那今天我们在主耶稣基督里头我们就像是活石。
So in Christ, we are all like the living stones.
那我们建造成为这个属灵的宫殿。
And being built up a spiritual house.
我们不但进入至圣所，我们本身就是至圣所的一部分。
Not only we enter into the holiest, we are also members of the holiest.
所以保罗说，我们的身体是圣灵的殿。
And our bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit.
我们说教会是主耶稣的身体。
As we claim that a church. a church is the body of Christ.
那教会是宝血所救赎的人的一个集合。
A church is assembly of those who are redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
就是我们。
And this, these are us, the members.
所以教会不是这个会堂，教会是我们。
So a church doesn't refer to this physical building. The church actually refers to the congregation or the members.
这个会堂是用钱买的。
And this chapel was purchased by money.
只有我们才是主用主耶稣的宝血所买的。
And we were redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
所以我们本身就是就要成为这个圣殿的一部分。
And we should become part of this church.Of the church, of this holy temple.
所以我们本身就是这至圣所里头的一部分。
And we are members in this holiest.
所以看神给我们的恩典是这么的大。
And we can sense to how great the blessing of God is.
我们成为主耶稣身体的一部分。
And we become a part of Jesus' body.
我们成为至圣所的一部分。
And we are part of the holiest.
这位圣洁的神对我们的要求是不会低于圣洁这一件事情。
And the holy God, the standard of holy God, will not be lower than the standard of holiness.
所以成为一个真正敬拜神的人。
As a true God worshipper.
在信仰的道路上，我们要去努力。
And we should work hard in the way of faith.
那努力的一个很重要的目标就是。成为圣洁。
And the goal is to become holy.
那我们也仔细的来看一下，那到底什么是圣洁的生活
？And we should take a close look what is a holy life.
能够过着圣洁的生活，我们才是一个真正拜神的人。
And if we live a holy life, then we are true God worshippers.
我们才是进入信仰的信仰的。我们的信仰才是深入的，而不是肤浅的。
And then our faith will be profound.
什么叫做分别为圣
？And how then to discern from the evilness?
我们常常会以为说，我们会成为一个不会犯罪的人，没有犯罪的能力的人。
And very often we want to be a person has no ability to commit sins.
那事实上并不是这样子。
It is not true. It's not so.
当然神也常常给人一些很特别的恩典。
And a lot of time God gives us a lot of graces.
有人信了主，他戒掉了这个戒掉了烟，戒掉了这个酗酒，甚至毒品。
Some people, after being converted, stop from smoking, drinking, and or taking drugs.
有的人见证说，那一种想要喝酒、吸烟或者用毒品的那个欲望就没有了。
And we heard the testimony that the desire of smoking or drinking or taking drugs.Was gone, was totally gone.
那真的是神特别的、特别的怜悯、特别的恩典。
This is the special mercy of God.
让他没有那个过这种生活的那一个，好像失去了那一种能力。
And it seems that he lost the ability in committing such sins.
但是在很多的时候，不是我们没有犯罪的能力，而是我们可以不犯罪。
In a lot of cases, that is, we don't want to commit sins.
就好像约瑟在波提华的家里。
Just like Joseph in the house of Potiphar.
他说：“我怎么能够做这个大恶来得罪神呢
？”How can I do such evil things to sin against God?
不是约瑟没有犯罪的力量的能力。
It didn't mean that Joseph had no ability to commit sins.
而是他可以不犯罪。
And he chose not to commit sins.
今天我们的生活里头，也不是说我们不会遇见试探。
It doesn't mean that in our daily life we will never encounter temptations.
而是我们能够胜过试探。
And the key is whether we'll be able to overcome temptations.
就好像耶稣一样，他能够不犯罪，他能够胜过试探。
It's just like it was just like Joseph, he could overcome temptations and did not commit sins.
什么叫做分别为圣的生活？
How could you live in a life descending from evilness?
不是说在我们的生活当中就不会有这个判断错误的时候。
It doesn't mean that in our daily life we will never make wrong judgment.
而是我们很真心的、很诚实的、很努力的来追寻那个更高的智慧。
It's just like it is actually we want to work hard pursuing for the true wisdom.
一个过着分别为圣的人，他总是很努力的要来追随着那个更高的智慧。
The person who lives the holy life will always pursue for the highest wisdom.
在这个过程当中，或许他会有这个判断错误的时候。
Even going through this process, he may make wrong judgments.
请参考耶伯记42章。
Let's refer to the book of Job. Chapter 42.
耶伯记42章第4节。
Verse 4.
第4节，耶伯说：“求你听我，我要说话。我问你，求你指示我。”
Listen, please, and let me speak. You said, "I will question you, and you shall answer me."
第3节。
Verse 3.
谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢？我所说的是我不明白的，这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。
You ask, who is this who hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore, I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me which I did not know.
在耶伯遇到苦难的时候，
when Job was in tribulation,
他在这个过程里头。 他跟他的朋友谈了很多的话。
When going through this process, he had long conversations with his friends.
他做了很多的判断。
He made a lot of judgments.
他一直想要知道为什么。
He tried to find out the reasons or the rationale.
他朋友给他的回答实在不能够让他接受，让他满意。
The replies from his friends were not acceptable.
所以他一直的追问神。
He kept on asking God.
但是这里他自己所做的一些判断，他发现是错误的。
And he finally realized some of his judgments were wrong.
所以这里他说他的言语其实是无知的。
Therefore he says that
第二节，第三节。
In verse 3, that I have uttered and what I did not understand.
他承认他过去的判断结论是不对的。
He admitted that his previous analytical judgment were wrong.
这耶伯是一个敬畏神的人。
Job was a person who feared God.
他是努力的在做一个真正拜神的人。
He had been trying very hard to be a real and true God worshiper.
他也有判断错误的时候。
And yet he made a wrong analytical judgment.
但是第4节，他求神说：“求你指示我。”
And in verse 4, he asked God to guide him.
他愿意追随那个更高的智慧。
He wanted to pursue for a higher wisdom.
第5节。
Verse 5.
我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。
I've heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes sees you.
第6节，因此我厌恶自己，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
Therefore, I will hold myself and repent in dust and ashes.
这就是一个分别为圣的生活。
And this person who live in a life discerning from evilness.
判断错误就是会有错误的产生。
If a person makes wrong judgments, and that will result wrong consequence.
所以过着圣洁的生活，不等于说我们在生活当中是没有错误的。
So it doesn't mean that when the person lives a holy life, he will make no mistakes.
是的，在判断错误之下，我们也会有错误。
If we make wrong judgments, then we will do things wrongly.
但是我们是很诚实的，在要追求那个更高的智慧。
But we truly and sincerely, pursue for a higher standard, for higher wisdom.
什么叫做分别为圣的生活
？And how can we live in a holy life?
不是说我们就没有了肉体的病痛。而是我们能够超越这个病痛。
It doesn't mean that we will suffer from no physical illness. The key is we can supersede and overcome all these difficulties.
就好像保罗他说，我的身上有一根刺。
Just like Paul once mentioned, he had a thorn on his body.
他为了这根刺，他三次的求主耶稣。
And because of his thorn, thrice he asked Jesus to remove it.
主耶稣并没有把那个刺拿掉。
And Jesus did not remove the thorn.
但是保罗他已经能够超越了这一根刺。
And Paul could overcome and supersede the trouble of this thorn.
主耶稣对他说：“我的恩典够你用。”
Jesus told him that my grace is sufficient with you.
这就让保罗他能够超越了身体上的这一根刺，或者是病痛。
So Paul could overcome his thorn.Or his suffering.
所以带着病痛，我们还是能够过着分别为圣的生活。
Even with illness, we still be able to live in a victory life.
带着病痛，我们还是可以成为一个真正拜神的人。
Even with illness, we can still become God worshippers.
什么是分别为圣的生活？
And how to live the life discerning from evilness.
我们常常想，圣洁那就是一个完美。
Holiness, we always think holiness is perfect.
事实上，在我们的生活当中，有哪一个人的生活里头是没有冲突、没有矛盾的
？And in everyone's life, can we say that there be no contradictions, no problems at all?
一个过着圣洁的生活的人，不是说他的生活里头没有冲突，而是他能够超越那个冲突。
A person who lives in a holy life doesn't mean that he will face no contradiction. The key is he could overcome it.
一个我们所最不喜欢的冲突就是人与人之间的冲突。
All of us do not like the confrontation or the contradiction, with the others.
一个过着圣洁生活的人，他也没有办法去避免生活当中没有。人与人之间的冲突。
A person who lives in holy life, will not be able to avoid, from facing, confrontation or contradiction with the others.
在这个冲突当中，为什么他还是能够还能够是一个圣洁的人
？Why can he still maintain as a holy person even facing confrontation?
请看《使徒行传》第七章。
Let's refer to Acts chapter 17.
第七章。
Acts chapter 7.
使徒行传第七章一整章在讲到这个斯提缓他的这个一篇讲词。
Chapter 7 is actually a sermon delivered by Stephen.
事实上也是一个他的这一个这个这个辩论。
It's also his argument.
那在这当中是充满着冲突的。
It's full of confrontation.
所以让他的这个对方，让这个敌对者是非常的愤怒。
Therefore, his enemies were very angry.
在这个这么大的冲突里头。斯提缓他能够超越。
Stephen could supersede this confrontation.
我们请看使徒行传七章六十节。
Let's refer to Acts chapter 7 verse 60.
斯提缓又跪下大声喊着说主啊不要将这罪归于他们说了这话就睡了扫罗也喜悦他被害。
He knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. And when he had said this,He fell asleep.
这是一个很大的冲突。
This is a big confrontation.
甚至因为这个冲突，让实体馆丧失了生命。
Because of this confrontation and challenge, Stephen lost his life.
而且是一个很痛苦的死，是被人家用石头活活的打死。
It's a very painful experience. He was stoned to death.
实体馆遇到一个这么大的冲突。
Stephen encountered such a big confrontation.
但是他还是是，他仍然是一个分别为圣的人。
And yet he could still discern from evilness, and maintain as a holy person.
因为他超越了这个冲突。
Because he superseded this confrontation.
他向天上的神祷告说，不要将这个罪归给他们。
And he prayed to the Lord, do not charge them with this sin.
那个冲突还是存在的。
And the confrontation still exists.
实体环他还是处于那种被那种受害的，这个仍然是一个受害者。
He was still persecuted.
但是
he was still a victim.
但是他已经没有了恨。
But he has no hatred.
这个就是分别为圣的生活。
And this is the person who truly lives in a holy life.
如果说圣洁就是已经就是完美。
If we say that holiness is also perfection.
那完美就已经没有进步的空间了。
Then if this imperfection, there will be no room for improvement.
但是事实上，在我们的信仰道路上面，我一直强调，我们是一直要不断的在努力的。
And I always like to emphasize that we have to work hard and even harder.
所以所谓分别为圣的生活，它不是只停留在某一个点。他是不断的在往前进。
To discern from the evilness doesn't mean that one just remain in the same status. He has to advance. He has to advance and to uplift his spirituality.
我们请看腓立比书第三章。
Let's refer to Philippians.
腓立比书第三章十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 13.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。
Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead.
保罗是一个真正拜神的人。
Paul was a true God worshipper.
保罗是一个过着分别为圣的生活的人。
And he lived, in a descending life.
保罗是一个圣洁 的基督徒。
He is a holy, Christian.
但是这里他告诉我们，他不是停留在某一个点，他是继续的往前进。
And he has been always making progress.
是的，我们要努力的来深入我们的信仰。
And we really have to uplift our spirituality.And go into, go even deeper.
只要我们活着一天，就有一个空，就一定有，仍然有空间，让我们来往前进。
As long as we live, there's always rooms for us to make improvement.
相信在神的怜悯之下，在我们的努力之下，我们的信仰是总是挥起来的。
And I believe with the mercy of the Lord and our faith, will be able.To uplift it, we can always fly high.
因为我们是有两个翅膀的。
Since we have two wings,
我们一起默祷。
Let's bow and pray in silence.
阿门。我们休息一下，我们接下去有下午的祷告会。
We'll take a short recess.The next section will be the prayer section.